Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Knew? 10.01 Household Solutions by Bruce Lubin and Jean Lubin is a large format reference style collection of practical tips designed to make everyday home life easier, cheaper, act as we destate, and more efficient. Positioned in the home, lifestyle, and do-it-yourself category, the book focuses on simple problem solving using common household items and straightforward routines rather than specialized tools or technical expertise. Across thousands of short entries, it covers common needs such as cleaning, cooking, food storage, organizing, basic home and auto upkeep, and personal care. Many solutions emphasize low-cost, natural, and readily available ingredients such as vinegar, baking soda, lemons, and duct tape, presenting them as versatile alternatives to single-purpose commercial products. The organization is meant to support browsing and quick lookups, making it a handy household companion when a small annoyance or surprise mess needs a fast fix. The overall purpose is practical help readers reduce waste, save money, and build confidence handling routine household challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, frugal, common sense problem solving with everyday materials. A central theme of the book is that many household problems do not require expensive, specialized products. Instead, the authors compile solutions that rely on familiar, multi-purpose basics found in many homes. The practical logic is consistent: use what you already have, choose techniques that are easy to repeat, and avoid paying for convenience when a simple method will do. This frugal approach is not presented as extreme penny-pinching, but as everyday efficiency that can add up over time through fewer purchases and less waste. Because the tips are brief and action-oriented, the book functions like a toolbox of options, allowing readers to try a low-cost solution first before escalating to more complicated or costly measures. The repeated appearance of flexible staples such as vinegar, baking soda, and lemons reinforces the idea that a small set of ingredients can cover a wide range of needs across rooms and tasks. For readers, the value is not only the individual tricks, but the mindset to see recurring problems as solvable with simple steps and build a practical habit of resourcefulness. Secondly, DIY cleaners and household maintenance shortcuts. Cleaning and basic upkeep are major use cases for a book built around quick solutions. The content points readers toward do-it-yourself approaches that aim to be cost-effective and easy to execute, often substituting pantry items for store-bought cleaners. This includes guidance that helps with routine grime, small stains, odors, and the everyday wear that accumulates on surfaces and fixtures. The emphasis is on simple recipes and simple procedures rather than deep chemistry or extensive safety theory, keeping the barrier to entry low. Beyond cleaning mixtures, the book also supports the broader maintenance goal of keeping a home functioning smoothly with small interventions before issues become expensive. That might mean addressing minor buildup, refreshing areas that show dirt easily, or using basic tools and materials to stabilize a quick repair. In a category crowded with specialized solutions, the book stands out by treating maintenance as a sequence of small, manageable actions. It encourages readers to view a cleaner, more orderly home as an achievable result of repeated small wins, rather than periodic major overhauls. Thirdly, kitchen secrets for cooking, food freshness, and less waste. The book also concentrates on kitchen-oriented tips that help readers cook more smoothly, store food better, and reduce waste. Many households lose money through spoiled produce, forgotten leftovers, or inefficient food storage. So practical guidance in this area directly supports the book's money-saving purpose. Rather than focusing on formal culinary training, the approach is about household realism, common frustrations, small tricks that streamline preparation, and habits that keep ingredients usable longer. Food storage and freshness management naturally aligns with a reference-style format, since readers often look up these problems as they happen. For example, when something is wilting, stale, or nearing its expiration window. Kitchen advice also blends into cleaning and odor control because food and cooking create frequent messes and smells. By placing kitchen secrets alongside other home hacks, the book implicitly presents the kitchen as both a budget center and a maintenance center. The practical takeaway is a set of repeatable behaviors that reduce unnecessary grocery spending, improve day-to-day convenience, and make the kitchen feel less like a constant source of cleanup and more like a manageable system. Fourthly, home organization and life administration in small steps. Another important topic is organization, not as an aesthetic trend, but as a practical way to save time and avoid replacement purchases. A home can become inefficient when items are hard to find, storage is inconsistent, or cables, tools, and supplies end up scattered. The book provides compact ideas intended to be implemented quickly, supporting the goal of small interventions with immediate payoff. This is especially useful for readers who do not want to undertake major decluttering programs, but still want a more functional home, because the book is structured for browsing. It can be used to opportunistically identify a problem area such as a drawer, a pantry shelf, or a storage bin, and apply a tip that improves access and reduces friction. The organizational content ties back to the book's broader philosophy of household efficiency and prevention. When systems are simple and stable, fewer things are lost, fewer duplicates are purchased, and routine tasks take less mental effort. The result is a form of everyday order that supports frugality and calm without requiring perfection or a full lifestyle overhaul. Lastly, everyday health, beauty, and simple home remedies as practical options. In addition to home and kitchen coverage, the book includes practical guidance related to personal care and simple remedies, positioned as accessible options rather than medical instruction. Readers interested in reducing reliance on niche products may appreciate suggestions that use common items and straightforward steps for routine self-care, beauty, and comfort measures. The tone of such content in a household solutions book is typically pragmatic. What can you try at home, quickly, with what you already have? This fits the overall reference format, since these are often the kinds of small problems that arise unexpectedly and prompt a search for an easy fix. The value lies in convenience and cost control, especially for readers who prefer multi-purpose household staples over product clutter. At the same time, the category requires common sense boundaries, and the book's approach is best understood as supportive and practical, not a replacement for professional care when needed. As part of the full collection, these entries broaden the book's usefulness beyond rooms and chores, reinforcing its identity as a general purpose guide for everyday life management. In conclusion, who knew? 10,001 Household Solutions is best suited for homeowners, renters, busy families, and frugal living readers who want practical answers without wading through long explanations. It is also a good fit for people who enjoy keeping a single, wide-ranging household reference on hand, since the book's strength is breadth, thousands of short, actionable tips covering cleaning, cooking, storage, organization, basic upkeep, and personal care. The main benefit is practical momentum. When an everyday problem appears, the book offers a fast starting point and usually a low-cost first attempt using common items, which can reduce both spending and frustration. Over time, the repeated focus on multi-purpose solutions helps readers build a more resourceful approach to household management, turning small savings and small efficiencies into consistent habits. Compared with many life hack compilations, the distinguishing feature here is the scale and the intent to function as a lookup tool rather than a narrative read. Its organization into broad sections and many chapters supports quick consultation. Readers seeking deep technical guidance or specialized expertise may want additional resources. But for everyday household problem solving, the book aims to be a comprehensive, convenient companion. If you would like to support Bruce Lubin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.